We're here on KSOM Radio talking high school girls wrestling. The Harlan Cyclones had a young team a year ago with five juniors and a sophomore, a young developing squad. And hopefully things can go in the right direction for them this year. We're talking with Harlan girls wrestling head coach Tara Devlin Lawler here on KSOM. And coach, how are you feeling about your girls wrestling team coming into a brand new season?
We're feeling really good. We're excited to start our season and be able to get on the mat. And the girls have really put a lot of work and effort into building, you know, their own personal workouts. And they've worked really hard. And so they're just excited to get on the mat. I'm excited to see them get on the mat and show what we can do.
So what do the numbers look like overall for this year's team?
I have four freshmen and five seniors.
Oh, wow. Four freshmen, five seniors. So an interesting diversity there. So I assume all the juniors that were on last year's squad are now going to be seniors. When you look at this bunch as a whole, I mean, clearly the records weren't there. They're still young. They're developing, maybe young to the sport. What do you see them from as a whole that you're trying to work with them so they can improve?
We've really started, we focused a lot just on getting to know the sport, getting to know, you know, the basic moves. And now we're working more on being able to develop their own personal plans on like, what's their best shot and, you know, having a plan going in. And if the shot doesn't work, then we're going to move to, you know, this finish. And so we're just adding a lot of finishing, and we're adding a lot more technique to the girls, and they're really doing a great job picking things up, asking questions. My entire team is super coachable. And so they did a lot of work over the summer with going to camps and just wanting to do the best that they can. And so they're excited, and, you know, we made history last year, and we're hoping to continue that and keep getting girls involved and build our program as much as we can.
So last year was the first year of the girls wrestling program there in Harlan.
Yes. Last year was our first year for the wrestling program in Harlan.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I mean, we're obviously going in the right direction. Some schools are farther along than others, but you know, as long as you kind of continue to move forward, that's all you can do, and continue to grow the sport. If you could go through each one of your five seniors, that would be great, and talk a little bit about each one of them and what you see from each one of them coming into the season.
Yeah, so I've got Paige Wilberding, and she's only going to be with me for half the season. She is going to be graduating early and joining the military, so I'm super proud of her. I'm super sad I only get her for half a season, but she's been committed, knowing that she's not going to finish out the season, but she still attends every practice. She still puts her heart out on the mat at practice, and she's still willing to be a leader on our team. And so I really appreciate the fact that she's still giving me a half a season. I've got Addie Obreck, who is new this year. She started wrestling about 7 months ago. And she's just really pumped to get out on the mat. She's been dedicated and committed to learning as much as she can in the short amount of time. And she puts the effort in, and she works really, really hard. She also has a lot of leadership, and is willing to help some of these girls that are brand new to the sport. I've got Katie Nemani, who, she wrestled for me last year as well. She's currently out with an injury, but hoping to get back on the mat as quickly as possible, just so that she can get back into the swing of things. She's really wanting to work hard and putting all the effort that she can in. I've got Cece Kurtz, Cecilia Kurtz, but we all call her Cece. And that kid has some drive and some fire, and she's a hard worker, and she's dedicated, and she doesn't let a whole lot of things slow her down. Who am I missing?
There was Ivy Stevens or Kristen Madden.
Oh, Kirsten Madden. Ivy had a knee injury and is not cleared to wrestle this season. So she is no longer on our team. But Kirsten Madden is a fighter. last year was her first year ever wrestling, and she really put in a lot of effort and a lot of time. She is one of the most dedicated kids I've ever met, never playing a sport in her life, and she's just committed to doing the best she can. She's always asking questions. She's always leading and ready to teach other kids. She's a fantastic little wrestler. I can't say enough about these girls. They are all just an amazing set of girls. And these girls have changed my life 100%.
Oh, wow. That's great. I mean, it's nowhere but up, I hope, for this group here. I mean, like
absolutely.
I said, I mean, the records last year, again, young, developing, not where they want to be, but you just hope that they can improve for themselves, and maybe something can happen this year, and you might have somebody down the road that can contend for state. What do you see from your four freshmen and the newcomers coming in?
All of the girls are willing to work. Everybody on my team is coachable. They come in wanting to work hard. I know I've got quite a few that have big dreams, and we talked a lot at the beginning of the season that my philosophy is I don't care about their wins and losses as long as they're always going to win, as long as they're finding out what they need to work on and they continue to grow every single practice and every single match. If they come off knowing that this didn't work, so I need to work on it some more, that's a win for me and that's a win for them. So that's kind of our philosophy this year, is that as long as we're continuing to find things to work on to better ourselves, that's the main goal.
So with nine kids, it will be eight by, you know, halfway through the season after Paige leaves you. But that are you going to be able to separate them into different weight classes? Are anybody going to double up there for you?
Right now, everybody is that we've been able to separate. And so some of the girls aren't going to be going down as far as they were hoping to go down in their weight. But that's part of being on a team too, is just being able to make that commitment of, you know, somebody else is already in this spot, so I'm going to stay here. The girls do that on their own. They just kind of make that decision on their own with where they want to be and how we want to build that team. But right now they're all separated, which is fantastic.
Great. Well, let's hope that that continues. And you know, just how high do you think that these girls can go? I mean, do you think there's the possibility of, you know, one or two of them maybe pushing the dial? And I imagine you want the goal, ultimate goal has got to be to get a chance to go to the Extreme Arena.
Absolutely. Yeah. These girls, they have a lot of dedication. They have a lot of heart, and I know that every single one of them is going to leave it out on the mat. So the goal is to get to the big show, and I will support them as much as I can through that. We're teaching them a lot about mental toughness and just remembering that they can do the hard things, and they can do things that they don't think that they can. And so, you know, their dreams are of good getting to the big show are definitely there. So that's, we're going to work for it. And these girls have enough heart that I think they could do it.
Well, that's great. Tara, really appreciate your time here, and best of luck to you and your girls wrestlers throughout this upcoming season. Looks like it all starts on Saturday, November 23rd with a tournament. So best of luck. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tara Devlin-Lawler, head coach for Heartland Girls Wrestling, with us here on KSOM.